This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found your way to another Tag Team podcast. Thanks for being here. On this episode, Harry and Hunter have a chat about the race for Lord Mayor of Melbourne, and they share their picks for who they think should take the top job.
You're on the Tag Team on Joy 94.9 with Harry and Hunter.
We are talking, guys, about Melbourne's Lord Mayor, because if you have been living under a rock or maybe snuggled under your mayoral robes, you might not know that the position is vacant.
Well, it's there's a couple of candidates up for the prime position, including Hunter and I.
Oh, obviously.
Obviously.
Goes without saying.
Because all you've got to do to be Lord Mayor is just live in the city or have an office in the city.
And wear the robes. And, you know, we both love a costume, so we're up for it. And, of course, Harry, you probably remember that I was 2004 Pakenham Youth of the Year. So I am used to, like, leading, you know what I mean? I'm used to, like, leading a people, being a role model, that sort of thing.
And, and you might remember that my grandfather is the only man to be the mayor and Lord Mayor of Swansea. Twice.
Twice, that's right. Yes, I just, it's in your blood.
It really is.
Your blood runs blue, royal, mayoral blue.
You kept me and it's just blue everywhere.
It's a blue job.
It's a blue job. But there's someone making the headlines saying Sam Newman is, like, a hot tip.
Sam Newman's a hot favourite, according to Prue in the news. And honestly, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Did you hear Prue say that one of his agendas will be following minority agendas?
Not listening to the minority agendas.
Yes, I mean, just.
What a stone-cold leader.
I love that. I love a leader who's willing to stand up and say, F minorities. So, yeah, he is a good contender. Is there anyone else on your list that you think might be better for it?
Number one on my list is the one and only Dolly Diamond.
Oh, absolutely.
She was nearly Queen of Mumba a couple of years ago.
What, she missed out?
Missed out.
Well, that's good, because did you know it's a rare, it's a Melbourne bylaw anomaly that the same person is not allowed to be the mayor and the king or queen of Mumba?
Oh, then thank God.
Thank God she missed out.
Yes.
Yes, I made that up, actually, just by the way. Just in case Molly Meldrum's out there thinking he's going to have a tilt at me, but now's it. Yeah, I like Molly Meldrum, actually. I had Dolly Diamond down on my list too, so that's two for two.
Oh, absolutely. Two for two.
I don't mind that. Let us know who you think could pick up the mayoral robes. 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. I remember on Neighbours when Lou Carpenter was mayor for a while.
What?
Because maybe he could have a go. The real Lou Carpenter.
Please stand up.
I might change my vote from Dolly to Luke. Tom Oliver, his name is, actually.
Tom Oliver, get him in.
I tell you who would know how to do the Melbourne Shuffle. It's, of course, the Lord Mayor of Melbourne.
Well, they'd have to. It's part of the requirement.
That's right.
And we asked you to send us in who you thought were worthy candidates to be Lord.
We're trying to stop Sam Newman be Lord Mayor, if we're perfectly honest. So we're taking new options.
And we will take anyone. And someone's texting, Dave the Apprentice gets my vote.
Okay, well, you did say we'd take anyone. Is that Dave that's texting, do you think?
Well, it turns out neither of us has got his number, so we can't check.
Dave the Apprentice, how do you think he'd go as mayor, Harry? Because you always have a big go at him. He loves to stick his tongue out in photos.
Oh, so he'd be a nightmare.
Imagine going into the town hall, looking up in the grand ballroom, and looking up the mayoral portrait, and there he is, sticking his tongue out.
And his peace sign.
Like he's trying to tell the weather. Like a Japanese schoolgirl.
And he's probably got his trousers rolled up to the ankles. He's got his Geelong footy top underneath the mayoral robes. Actually, it'd be a nightmare.
Actually, you're selling it for me now. I quite like that. You know who else I'm backing for the win?
Who?
Gina Liano.
Oh, very good.
Thank you. And you know why I like it? Because we already know how she looks in robes, because she's often wearing them down the court.
Down the court.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have been down the court, but you can't miss Gina down there. I mean, it may look like she spends all her time on doing stuff like releasing perfume and being on Housewives, but she's a real barrister.
Is she?
Uh-huh.
100%.
100%. So she loves a robe.
Sometimes when I go past the courts and there's all like cameras and stuff outside, I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's for Gina.
For Gina. The paps are out for Gina. Yeah. She wishes, mate. In fact, we could probably do all the Real Housewives. Maybe it could be like a co-op where they share the crown around.
Oh, yeah. What about Mr. Figaro?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my next suggestion.
Really?
Not Figaro, but like a symbolic animal mayor.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you know, in Parks and Recreation, they had that horse, Little Sebastian?
Little Sebastian,
we can have something like that.
Was there ever been like a giant fish in the Yarra or something from all of the...
I don't think there's fish in the Yarra, no.
No?
What about a woman got bitten by a brown snake in Bourke Street Mall about 10 years ago. Maybe
really?
Yeah, we could get him up. A snake mayor, that'd get a bit of international press.
Auntie Rhonda could come down and handle it for us.
Rhonda Birchmore. That's
oh my God.
Give me a high five. God. She is already known as the legs of Melbourne. She may as well be the robes of Melbourne too.
Wow. Well, you got to put the robes on something and those legs.
That's right. That's right. When you put on a robe, it covers nearly everything except
the legs.
She could just kick one leg out in like a
It could
high
go
split.
Like over her head and all the way down. So it's just legs.
Yeah. And they're like, and now a speech from the mayor. And it's just a leg parade.
Interpretive dance. Done. Oh, solved
we've
it.
Solved that. Sorry, Sam Newman. The dream's over. Don't dream it's over, mate.
If you like that podcast, do support Harry, Hunter and Dave of the Tag Team by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes so you never miss an episode. Of course, you should be sharing it with your friends on the socials, fb.com/thetagteamjoy, to like their page and follow them on their Facebook page to keep updated with things to come.
Okay, Dave the Apprentice, welcome to your annual Tag Team exam.
Answer these questions correctly and you will graduate to a fully fledged member of the team.
This is ridiculous.
When is the Tag Team on air?
Guys, this is absurd. It's Tuesday Brekkie.
And whom are the biggest stars?
Harry, Hunter and Dave.
The Apprentice, say it.
Dave the Apprentice.
And finally, translate this Welsh sentence into English. Fi fwyd cariad fel y Titanic.
There's literally no way of me knowing that.
Ooh, close but no cigar, kiddo. Better luck next year.
Tune in to the Tuesday Tag Team. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform.
By the way, I said your love life is like the Titanic.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.